The Pillars of Maratha Power. In this module, you will learn about some great families who formed the pillars of the Maratha Empire. In the late 1700s, the Maratha power had grown into a huge force that spanned almost the whole of India. It had some main pillars, some loyal people and families that held it together, sometimes at the cost of their lives. The Holkars of Indore formed one such pillar. At that time, the Maratha power in the north had weakened because of the humiliating defeat in the Battle of Panipat. But the Holkars, led by their founder member, Malhar Rao Holkar, an expert in guerrilla warfare, helped re-establish Maratha supremacy in the north. An expert in guerrilla warfare helped re-establish Maratha supremacy in the north, especially in the regions of Malwa and Rajputana. After Malhar Rao's death, the administration of Indore passed over to Punya Shloka Ahilyabai Holkar, an efficient administrator. Rani Ahilyabai ruled for 28 long years. In her time, the Maratha kingdom in the north was happy and stable. While the Holkars secured the Maratha kingdom in the north, the Bhosles of Nagpur were the main strength and support in the south and the east of India. Though many Bhosles contributed greatly to the upkeep of the Maratha kingdom, Raghuji Bhosle is remembered as the most capable and bravest of all. During his time, Raghuji brought Tiruchirappalli, Arcot, and the surrounding areas of India under Maratha rule. Tiruchirappalli. Shahu Maharaj had also given him the rights to collect Chauthai or revenue from Bihar and Orissa. He brought these areas too under Maratha rule. The Shindes of North India were another great pillar of the Maratha kingdom. Ranoji Shinde was a capable Maratha warrior at the time of Peshwa Baji Rao I. Considering his good work, the Peshwa conferred on him the title of Sardar. After his death, his sons too strengthened the Maratha kingdom. One of his sons, Madhaji, was a brave general. He played a great role in establishing Maratha rule in North India. This was a great feat considering that the might of the Marathas had greatly weakened in the north after the defeat in the Battle of Panipat. Apart from being a great warrior, Madhaji was also a shrewd statesman. He realized that the Marathas relied heavily on guerrilla warfare, which was suitable only to the hilly terrains of Maharashtra. He trained the army and modernized the artillery. The new army he created was strong enough to keep the Rohillas, Jats, Rajputs, Bundalas, and even the British under control. His dedication and contribution to the empire was so great that the Mughal emperor nominated him as his own representative. Besides the Holkars, the Shindes and the Bhosles, several other Maratha sardars also worked towards the expansion of the Maratha power in India.